This is Day to Day. I'm Robert Smith.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Today is the first day of Ramadan, the month-long holiday. It's a time for Muslims to fast and to pray, and if they're here in the United States, to watch TV. There's a new TV show called Aliens in America. It's a sitcom about a young foreign exchange student who is Muslim, and it has nothing to do with terrorism. NPR's Alex Cohen has more.
So this Jewish guy and this Catholic guy sit down and write this TV show about a Muslim kid. Moses Port and David Garacio, the team behind the shows Mad About You and Just Shoot Me, were asked to write a pilot about whatever they felt like writing about. Given the political climate, David Garacio says it was natural to write about Islam.
Certainly in a post-9/11 world, after having gone into Iraq, it was just part of the daily discourse for us and for people in our lives.
What they eventually came up with, says writer Moses Port, was the story of Justin Tolchuk, a geeky high schooler.
The mom had this idea to bring in a foreign exchange student to raise the cool level for her son. And they're kind of convinced that they're going to get this Nordic stud. And when they show up at the airport, it turns out to be Raja.
You are such good people to open your home to me. Thank you, Allah, for the Tolchuks.
Raja is a Pakistani Muslim, which completely freaks out the teachers and fellow students at his new school in the tiny town of Medora, Wisconsin.
For 1 year, we will be in the presence of a real live Pakistani who practices Muslimism. How does everyone else feel about Raja and his differences?
Well, I guess I feel angry because these people blew up the buildings in New York.
But that is not true.
Okay, Raja, in America, you have to wait until you're called on and I'd appreciate a raised hand. Now, who else is angry at Raja?
It's really quite ugly.
Aliens in America writer David Garacio says many of the show's jokes hinge on Americans and our biases.
So much comedy comes from what's really ugly underneath. Let's try and show that in a funny way.
Our goal is to have the world change in 20 minutes.
Yes.
Okay, though that's a joke, what Moses Port and David Garacio are doing may be more political than you'd think.
Usually, where we look at film and TV portrayals of Muslims, they don't have a heart, let alone a soul.
Adina Lekovic of the Muslim Public Affairs Council says most Muslim characters on TV and film are anti-American villains, terrorists, misogynists. For example, here's a clip from Showtime's Sleeper Cell.
As every good Muslim knows, only God is the Lord of destiny. And now it is time to remind Americans of this truth. Judgment Day.
Fear sells in Hollywood, Lekovic says, so she was totally surprised when she got the call from a TV network telling her that their new Muslim show was a comedy. She was even more surprised when they asked her to be a consultant on the show.
And they wanted to make sure that they weren't inadvertently or unknowingly offending their audience in the process.
For example, she says, the actor who plays Raja, the Pakistani Muslim, is actually a South African Hindu. So he needed a little help learning how to pray towards Mecca.
This is something that's sort of like intensely personal for me. And then to go onto a set and be teaching two actors how to pray, I had this sort of like out-of-body pseudo-missionary moment.
Lekovic says it's something she may be doing a lot more of in the future. The Muslim Public Affairs Council has launched a new Hollywood bureau, which plans to work with writers and producers to promote better and more accurate images of Muslims. Last week, the bureau held a special screening of Aliens in America at a mosque in L.A. to gauge how well this first collaboration went.
I thought it was fantastic.
27-year-old Maryam Azam said Aliens in America struck a chord.
I'm actually a Pakistani Muslim from Wisconsin.
Azam said it was great to watch a multidimensional Muslim character and to see stressful topics like September 11th handled with humor.
We feel like we have to apologize, and it's always such an issue because if it were any other, you know, like we don't think that because Jeffrey Dahmer, you know, ate people that all, you know, Caucasian Americans eat people.
Azam hopes that this show will remind viewers that there are plenty of people just like her who aren't terrorists. Aliens in America premieres on the CW October 1st. Alex Cohen, NPR News.